Well, I'm the director of the Computer Electronic Accommodations Program, better known as CAP. And CAP was established in 1990 as the centrally funded program to buy and pay for assistive technology for our federal employees with disabilities in the Department of Defense. And based on its success, it actually was expanded in 2000 through legislation. So now I provide assistive technology not only throughout the Department of Defense, but with 66 other federal agencies, allowing people to get the assistive technology they need so they can be productive employees in today's work environment.
So what percentage of the Department of Defense employees are people with disabilities?
Well, that number tends to be how you define people with disabilities. We tend to focus more specifically on people with targeted disabilities, since that's a population we want to reach out to more. And it's slightly around about 1% of our workforce.
And what are the accommodations that you provide? Is it bigger computer screens or more readable type? Or
what we do is that, being the CAP office, so we provide the assistive technology to increase access for people with dexterity, vision, hearing, and cognitive disabilities. What we do specifically for each group, it will vary. For example, someone who may have a dexterity disability, we may provide something as simple as an alternative keyboard because of their dexterity or repetitive stress injuries, or at the high end, voice recognition technology that lets them talk to their computer because they have a dexterity impairment. For some of our individuals who have vision disabilities, they may have just some vision loss, which means it will provide either hardware or software to enlarge the print on the computer screen. Or if someone is blind, then we provide the technology so they can listen to everything that's on their computer screen. So it really varies on the population and the type of solution that's available, but that's the populations we specifically work with and support, people who need to have different type of access to both the telecommunication environment or the computer environment.
Now, would you say that there are impediments to hiring in the federal government because you have a disability, or the person who is applying has a disability, or would you say those are growing or lessening?
I believe that the issues addressing an employment of people with disabilities depends on a lot of different factors. I think the application process can be difficult at times, but I think that's difficult for everybody. I think a lot of managers are still not aware of CAP services, so they may believe that the cost of accommodation may be an issue. So I spend a lot of time trying to educate our managers that that is not an issue, because we're here to support our managers in the federal government. But they may think that, and I think that may be an impediment at times at some locations. I believe a lot of managers aren't aware of the rich, talented populations or the best resources to find them. I spend a lot of time out there trying to educate our managers and our hiring officials, our HR community, on how easy it is to hire people with disabilities and how easy it is to accommodate them through the CAP office, and making sure they're aware of these programs that are out there to make it easy for them to bring them on board. And that's our goal.
We're talking this morning to Dinah Cohen. She is director of the Computer Electronic Accommodations Program at the Defense Department. And there's a hiring event that's going on in April, at the end of April, coming up in just a few days here. Tell us about your involvement, the Defense Department's involvement in that event, and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, I'm very excited about the event, the hiring event on April 26th. What we're hoping to have happen is that people will actually be hired right there on the spot. What CAP has been involved in is that we thought the best way to make sure managers knew about how to hire people with disabilities, knew about CAP services, knew about all the wonderful appointment authorities that are specifically designed to hire people with disabilities and our disabled veterans, that we sponsored a training back in March. On March 5th, at the Ronald Reagan Building, we were able to sponsor a training for those hiring officials, for the HR folks, for disability program managers, on the process and the procedures to have a very successful event this coming April. We had over 700 people registered for the event, and we had 10 exhibitors. We had it was kicked off by the Honorable John Berry, Director of OPM, her Deputy Director Christine Griffin from OPM, and we had the Honorable Kathy Martinez, the Assistant Secretary for the Office of Disability Employment Policy, kicking off the event to make sure that managers understood what they can do to hire people with disabilities and to take advantage of the program happening in April, that they would put in openings that they have, submit those openings, get people to apply for them, and then select people to specifically interview for their openings in April. And I'm very excited about what's going to happen.
And so there are jobs that people are interviewing for, very specific jobs. They've already submitted their resumes. There's been some sort of selection process. And so there may be actually some tentative job offers that come up on Monday at the job event.
We're hoping so. Everyone that has been invited to be interviewed has actually been invited because a specific manager has seen their resume, says, I believe this person could fit the needs of my current opening, and has asked them to come in for an interview. Now, we all know that it will be the HR person that will officially provide that formal offer, but we believe that we're going to wrap up that day with formal offers for employment, which is the goal.
Well, and that, I think, is probably great for the people who are applying, because they walk through the door with an automatic realization that these are real jobs. It's not some theoretical job that may come up in the future that's available now. So that's got to give them a lot of buoyancy. They're going to come in with great enthusiasm.
It is, and we're taking advantage of it because every single candidate that will be coming through the door will be someone that we can consider under the non-competitive appointment known as Schedule A authority that will allow managers to once again be able to interview someone that they feel is qualified, meet that person face-to-face. If it's a fit, they can say, let's go forth, let's make it happen, and that's all that needs to be done. And I think that's very exciting for both sides of the table. That manager who has that opening, that now has a qualified applicant that is interested to work there, and that applicant who's been probably very excited about working in the federal sector and being a public servant.
Do you envision having more participation like this in the future?
I envision that once this is a successful event, and I'm sure it will be successful, happens, then we will probably do a similar model maybe later on this year here or in other locations. I also believe that a lot of the candidates can be still out there that other managers may want to take advantage of. How we manage the second phase is something we'll probably discuss on the lessons learned and what really worked well, so we can continue to replicate the model or make adjustments so it becomes even more successful in the future.